Here we are. We're back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with me. Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk with one of your patients. This one comes from my hometown, Bremerton, and I actually went to school with one of her sons. And this is a unique case because she came to you with a diagnosis of Parkinson's. And this is a really fascinating story. So let's talk to her. Judy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Frank.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Dr. Yardley. Wonderful to hear you again.
So, Judy, you have quite the story for me. I understand that you got a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. Please tell us that story. What happened with that?
Well, I was told by my primary care physician that he thought I had it, and he asked if I would see a neurologist. And the symptoms I had when I saw the neurologist were gait of walking with shuffling of a Parkinson's patient. And I had that blank stare in my face. My balance is bad. My voice is soft. My hand was weak. And I had a tremor. I had trouble getting out of chairs. And my handwriting was atrocious. Mm. I was slow in thinking.
Yeah, now this started after you had a hip replacement. Is that correct?
Yes. I had 2 years, well, it'll be 3 years in June that I had the hip replaced. My right one.
So what did they offer you in terms of dealing with this? What treatment did they offer? How could they help you?
The neurologist said you should go on the drug Sinemet, and that will help weaken some of these symptoms.
But it wasn't going to stop the condition. The condition was going to continue to advance.
Correct.
Did you do all the medications, or did you decide to go see Dr. Yardley?
No, I heard that on the radio, and that's when I decided to call up for an appointment. I said, this lady can be relieved that much by having his treatment. It was worth a try because it's a downhill slide with Parkinson's.
So you went to Dr. Yardley's office. What was your first visit like?
Well, it was doing testing they had to do to see if I qualify as a patient.
And you did. You qualified for care.
I qualified for a patient. There was hope in the horizon.
And when Lee started did his first treatment with you, what was that like? Did you find that he kind of jumped up and down on your back and it was very invasive and painful or what?
No, in fact, it was very gentle. I've been to chiropractors before. I've never had one like this. It's just very gentle, working on the cervical neck.
So did you find that there was immediate relief, or did it take a while for there to be some kind of change, or what kind of change did you see?
About a month after the first treatment, and they asked you, now, how's this, how's this, how's this? And you think, oh my goodness, how much changed?
Yeah, it was at that point you realized things were improving. Even though you may not have been aware of it, you started realizing things were changing.
Yes, and slowly people were watching me change from that blank stare to a face of expression again.
Isn't that neat? Yes.
So
eventually you went back to see your neurologist. Is that right? Or your doctor? Was that your primary care?
Yeah, I had an appointment, the third appointment with him on February 25th, and that's when he said, you don't even look like you have Parkinson's.
Wow.
I said, what did I look like when I came to see you? So he told me exactly what I looked like, which I described to you.
Mm-hmm. Let me just clarify, Judy, so that for the listeners. So you had this shuffling walk, a problem with your gait. Is that gone?
Yes.
And you had trouble sleeping. How's that?
Majority of the time, it's much better.
Now, you had this kind of blank face look that we associate with Parkinson's. Did that change?
That's gone.
Completely.
People notice that. They make statements. Oh, your face doesn't, you don't look like you have Parkinson's.
Your voice sounds fine to me. How's your handwriting these days? Are you still dealing with
that? Oh, I can write now.
Which
is lovely.
Are you having hand tremors anymore?
A little bit in the morning.
And that's an improvement over what it was. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You were also walking bent over, weren't you?
Oh, I was.
Yes. And
it was like folding up at the middle.
That's right. You were looking old before your time, but not anymore, right?
Right. Your treatments have been fantastic.
Judy, I have to ask you, if somebody came to you and said, you know, I've been thinking about this Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., what would you say to him? Would you go see him?
I've been out recruiting people, telling you've got to go see Dr. Yardley, and seeking out people to go see him that I know that have Parkinson's. I've got another character that I would like, not character, but person I would like to talk to. He's going to be a hard one to convince, but if he gets there to see Dr. Yardley, it will be quite a...
I like the term character. That sounded good.
So, Judy, it sounds like you had just a life-changing experience with Dr. Yardley. Has there been a difference in your life with all these symptoms going away?
Oh, well, yes. I've got control of my body again, which I was losing.
You have a few children and probably quite a few grandchildren. Are you able to spend some quality time with them now and play with them a bit?
Well, yes, much better. The kids have been very supportive.
Well, congratulations. Judy, thanks for making the time to chat with us.
Yeah, Judy, thank you very much. And it's been a pleasure taking care of you, and I look forward to seeing you in the office.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
For being where you are and who you are.
It's my pleasure. Believe me, it's my privilege.
Man, I am telling you, Dr. Yardley, Judy's story is just one of the most fascinating ones we've heard in the entire time of doing this show. Certainly, you're not going to tell all of us that you can cure Parkinson's disease.
Not at all. But it does not mean that if someone has a condition such as that, that there cannot be a significant improvement in the quality of life.
And all with realigning the body and the brain.
Yeah, tapping into the body's inherent ability to heal itself.
It's so intriguing, the impact that what you do at the Yardley Institute can have on somebody's life. Now, maybe you've been listening to this and you find yourself quite intrigued also. Great. That what you want to do is you want to contact the Yardley Institute and find out if you're a candidate for care there with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.